Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Politibabble Newscast, where we discuss the news. I'm Sam Rowe, and today I'm joined by...
Archibald Elliot.
And Risha Shaw.
Okay, and today we're just going to be talking about current events.
Yay.
Here we go.
Hope that blasted out your eardrums there.
Like, yeah, that was, should be just right.
Yeah. I think that's our aim here at Politibabble, to deafen you with our beautiful voices.
Look at it this way. The quicker we deafen you, the sooner you don't have to listen to us anymore. Yes. So, like, it's a cycle. It's a cycle.
Yes. A good cycle at that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Very, very good.
So how's your guys' weeks been? I think we touched on it within our breaking down three about the political spectrum. Go have a check out of that.
Yeah.
If you've
not
heard it already. But how have your guys' week been?
Weeks been. Yeah, we knew what you meant.
Spit it out, don't you? Spit it out.
Yeah. Mine's been all right. A lot of school work, but... Yeah.
Still time for political podcasting.
As long as I can do Politibabble, I'm okay.
Yes.
I passed my driving test, guys. Hooray.
I know, congratulations.
I drove us up the hill.
Don't stop by police.
Because I didn't have my lights on, not because I was driving recklessly.
No.
Well, I guess that is kind of driving recklessly.
But other than that, it was a pretty smooth drive.
Yes, so. Very, very good driving on my part.
At least you didn't do a me and fail as you come out of the test centre, you know.
Yes.
Well,
as long as you're not bitter about it, Archie.
The annoying
part
is
fail because you were too good.
It was only four minors. The rest was four minors. And, you know, just fail.
Four minors.
Happens
to the best of. Oh no, it didn't happen.
Not to Brazier.
Zingers.
Oh.
Oh yeah.
I feel so mean when I say things like that.
Oh, don't worry. I find it funny.
But
it's so funny.
It's so right to say. Speaking of things that are so bad but so right, Jeremy Corbyn.
What a brilliant segue.
But you see, so wrong, but also so wrong.
Another, well, less good. Didn't make sense, but it's good. We're here.
Yes.
We're here.
Jezza. Mm. Lots been happening with Jezza. He's been back into kind of the forefront of the news once again.
Big J.
Unfortunately.
Everyone's looking at me as if I'm going to be the one to lead on this.
Break the news.
For all you who don't know, so Jeremy Corbyn was suspended from the Labour Party for saying that after a investigation revealed anti-Semitism within Labour, shock, for saying that it was had been overblown by the media, and he was...
And his political opponents.
And his political opponents. And... He was suspended by Keir Starmer. There was then a subsequent investigation to find out whether that was a justified suspension, which it was not, according to the investigation.
And they then ruled...
They then ruled that he was to be let back into the Labour Party. However, he has not been given the Labour Party position in Parliament and such. He doesn't have a whip. So what this means is...
He can't whip down people.
He can't actually whip people. Yeah. It means he can't... So he individually is a member of the Labour Party, but he sits in Parliament as an independent, which I believe that means that there's going to be a Labour candidate running against him if he runs in the next.
Yeah, unless he's reinstated.
Ooh. Which, I mean, I don't know if he's actually been reinstated.
I think in the nicest way, I don't really have any qualms against Jeremy Corbyn, but I think, you know, some things just need to stop. I think this is a bit of a sign. Just to stop and sit down.
And say, we accept there were anti-Semitism. Yeah. And it was interesting because his comments came after Keir Starmer said he would suspend anyone and he would take it very seriously if anyone says they've been overstated. So it was a faux pas by Mr. Corbyn.
It is. And it's... Yeah. No, I'm not. You know, that was...
He is hella old as well. So
we need to get rid of the boomer he is.
Yeah.
That's... Such a personal attack.
We know you admire him so much, Sam. So
I mean, I'm sure, like many of the younger people listening, will be able to relate to this. Like, I'm into politics and I'm interested because of Jeremy Corbyn.
Yeah.
He was the first politician that made me stop and listen. So I do have a soft spot for Jeremy Corbyn, and I'm not embarrassed to admit that.
It's Ed Miliband for me.
I see. They'll both never beat good old Theresa May.
Anyway.
Moving swiftly on.
Like, I don't like the Conservative Party. But, Theresa May was just, like, she had the, I did really feel sorry for her because she had the hardest job in the world at that time.
It was a poison chalice.
She would have been good and not in Brexit. Brexit
I don't
the
know if
part
she would have been. That's the thing, though, because the issue she with
her,
very much broke.
The issue with her being the leader of the Conservative Party is the one thing she wasn't good at was being the leader of the Conservative Party.
But the thing is, she provided a strong and stable leadership.
Well.
Anyway.
Using her terms there.
That's
what she said she provided.
She was there.
You know, she was on the news.
Pretty stable.
There's a lot of words I would use to describe Britain under Theresa May. I don't know if stable is quite the one.
I can say she would never beat Margaret Thatcher.
Yeah, that is another hot take.
Please don't.
We're not going to turn this into a Maggie episode.
But going on to Conservative Party, just today, whenever you're listening to it, it was the Thursday, the 19th of November, Boris Johnson announced a £16 billion increase in defence spending. That's an increase by 10%.
New defence spending.
And I think,
question is, what are we defending ourselves from?
It's basically spending on the military.
French.
The French, yes. The French. As Sam mentioned, our newscast. They're not breaking down.
How dare they give us decent democracy?
You know, I haven't heard of any, wars going on.
No, they do a lot of humanitarian work. They work with NATO and other peacekeeping forces around the world to kind of promote British interests.
I think the crucial part of this is we can all agree that the military can serve good purposes and it can serve bad purposes. Historically, it has served often bad purposes, but it has also served good ones. What interests me the most is why has he done it now? Has he done it because he thinks it is what is necessary, or is he doing something that Conservative and kind of the path Labour is going down? Is he trying to appeal to good old-fashioned British patriotism?
I support the increase in defence spending. I think our military does a sterling job. It protects our country. It keeps us as peace, and it provides a vital partner for NATO and the US to kind of oppose any intervention on our rights, such as Russia launching attacks, China launching attacks, and it retains the world peace. And if they used swords again, we could use the brilliant
hashtag give us swords
as we like to mention.
Oh, that was a nice comeback.
Boris Johnson, don't invest $16 billion into defense spending. Invest it into us and #GiveUsSwords.
Like, I mean, if we're going to have royals, might as well give them swords and send them to war.
Sam, you clearly don't know your royals because both Harry, William and all
served
the rest...
in the military,
served in the military.
Do they have swords that they use in battle?
No, but they
have ceremonial ones.
They do.
They get
use
fancy
them
outfits that they get to wear at their
weddings. That's what we're going to get here at Politibubble. We're going to get a uniform and we're going to get swords.
Welcome to Politibubble, a sword-based podcast.
Yes.
I wish, Sam.
We just talk about swords. That would be good.
Wish
I had a sword.
Climate strike Archie.
Yes. Moving on to some local news, which we do like to cover.
Take it away, Archie.
At the expense of some listeners not knowing, we do cover local news. We are hosting,
what?
And I'm sure Politibubble, we endorse this fully, are hosting the 10th Island, not Politibubble hosting, but through the IMSCN, which is the Isle of Man Student Climate Network, we are hosting the island's 10th climate strike. 10th climate strike.
Wow.
Double digits. Congratulations.
Thank you. We've reached the milestone to protest against the government's lack of inaction on climate change.
Oh, that doesn't
Can
sound
we
like
chain
the Manx
ourselves
government.
To Tynwald yet?
Not quite yet.
But the hill would be even better.
The thing to do is pile up on the hill.
Yes, there we are.
Are we bringing the megaphone again?
Yes, the megaphone's returning.
I'll get some chants ready.
Yeah, because the government has actually decided in their climate forum, which is supposed to be representative of the population, to only include one under 25's representative out of 36 members.
Oh.
Only one person under 25.
That's
And no one under 18, even though under 18 support make up 20% of the population.
That sounds like good maths to me. Checks out.
It seems to be following the Tory nurse maths or Diane Abbott at the same time. Politicians seem to be very on their maths at the moment.
Yeah. I know.
I mean, yeah, it's going to be something like, well, actually, you'll find we're retaining the one person every year. So actually, in 10 years, we've got to...
The figure itself was misleading. I don't see why they didn't just say we'll be increasing 25,000. 25,000 and 50,000, they're still an increase. It's still good.
I think it's no mystery that the Isle of Man government has never been particularly committed to
climate change.
Or good with numbers, either.
Yeah. No, I think what this is... What's crucial now is you can't let them get away with just a token gesture.
No.
Yeah. Token gesture doesn't do anything, and I'm glad to see Archie is holding them accountable.
Oh, yes.
Forget China. Straight to the source of the
exactly.
problem.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah.
Which
Alaman
is
government.
Howard
and we got some, I got some interesting
Sorry,
comments.
Mr. Quayle.
From our, you know, we do love the Facebook comments we get. Anything climate change, politics, political babble, they're absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
And we got
hashtag go back to school.
Does make us laugh.
That was the same. And I got called a silly. The group collective of protesters got just called a silly lot of middle class children. Who know nothing.
I mean, that does describe you. But yeah, I know plenty of people.
But the point is, they made the statement the whole group was middle class. And I said, why can you assume our socioeconomic backgrounds? We don't know us.
Yeah.
And they said, because the Isle of Man is mainly middle class. Does that make us all middle class? No, of course not.
Quick. It's, yeah.
And nor are we silly, but, you know.
But, you know.
And they told me to live in an adult's world. And, you know, political bubble listeners, we're all in the same world here. You, us, everyone. It's our world, and it is not an adult world, not a child world. It's the world we all share.
Yeah, it's a British world.
It's the fact we want to live in the world, which is why we're
British
committed
Empire.
To,
off we go.
Which is why we're committed. I'm just ignoring it to fighting climate change.
Because, exactly.
Because if we don't, well, then no
our
one's going to live
right.
in the world.
So join us if you're on the Isle of Man on the 11th of December at 12:30 outside the beautiful wedding cake, otherwise known
storm
as
the
Timmeld,
Bastille,
as Timmeld buildings in Douglas. Join us
can
there.
I,
see you there.
Still good.
Can I chain myself to Timmeld? Yes or no?
I can't stop you.
Can I mysteriously turn up to Timmeld one day, maybe the 11th of December, and just, you know, chain myself
well,
to Timmeld?
Well, PolitiRabble will be covering that event live in that case.
Yes.
Stay tuned for more.
I hope that we do.
That'll be so awkward, because Archie will be leading the protest. You'll be chained to a to a building, and
so
I'll
we
be
have
there.
Our social media
I'll be there with a little thing
Sam.
Being like, I'm the only one left.
So
one of them's attached to a building.
our friends over at the Isle of Man Student Climate Network, us, are hosting the 10th Climate Stripe, 11th of December, 12:30, outside Timmeld. See you there.
Yes.
Keep going,
very,
you
very
crazy
nice.
Comrades.
Yes.
Yes. Crazy, crazy comrades.
But moving swiftly on, it is back to conservatism. Bojo.
Back to Bobo.
Bojo. I must say, Spitting Image, he's looking more like his puppet in Spitting Image. If you haven't watched Spitting Image, highly recommend it. It's a satirical puppet-based program. It's on YouTube, the full episodes, or BritBox, whichever you prefer. Yeah.
My theory is that the Conservative Party are slowly replacing him with an actual puppet.
Yeah.
I
no,
wouldn't
just,
be
you
surprised.
See, you see, Boris Johnson doesn't actually appear as a puppet in Spitting Image. He
it's
just appears
him.
As himself.
It's, just
it's him.
And the lines are starting to blur, and so eventually the metaphor will enter reality.
And interesting,
I mean,
you might be thinking, I describe myself as conservative, but I'm not fully behind Boris Johnson.
How dare you?
That's because the party is not the leadership, and I don't agree with everything Boris Johnson says.
Yeah.
Shock horror there.
Although...
But, sorry.
All for different reasons.
No,
I would
also say, you know, to a certain extent, you have to hold the party accountable for actions, because they do support them.
Yes.
Or you can make China accountable. Speaking of making China accountable.
No.
Lockdown.
Oh. Lockdown. Lockdown. Yes.
So Boris was talking about if we have 5 days of Christmas, we might have to have 25 days of lockdown afterwards.
Ah, yes, of course.
Is it worth it? I think no.
What are we... I'm
no.
With
nine. No.
I think... And like, obviously, we're coming from a place where we don't have to socially distance, we don't have to wear masks, and we're not in lockdown. So
yay!
We are...
The government shall not control us. That's a joke. We do highly advise, if you're in the UK or another coronavirus country, to wear masks, follow that social distancing, and keep us all safe.
Yes, please.
Get through it quick like we did. But I think... So, you know, we are kind of very biased, and, you know, we don't fully understand how hard it is going to be. But I think all of us have family that, like...
I mean, all my family
live in England, and you know, my family live in Northern Ireland and England, and I haven't, you know, seen my grandma in like 2-3 years, and you know, I was supposed to go see her this year, but obviously, like, Miss Rona said hi, so I understand not being able to see your family at Christmas. It is really hard, but you know, if it's like, do I want 5 extra days of lockdown, or do I want a month of lockdown? Like, it's like, do I want to be able to see my family for 5 days, or do I want to be able to see them for, you know, six months a year?
Yeah, what is crucial is if we, every time, you know, there's an important day or an important celebration, if we just say, oh, we can just, you know, we'll compromise it now, we'll never make it through this. And we can make it through this. It's absolutely possible.
Yeah.
Despite the handling of this government, which I'm going to say has not been spectacular.
And some brilliant news in that regard is the Moderna and the Pfizer vaccines are actually now proving 95% effective in those over 65.
Fake news. Fake news.
Fake news.
Fake.
It's government tracking device.
Sorry, Brisha. Sorry. No. But, you know, it's proving very effective. And I think that's a brilliant revelation.
It is. It is good, you know. That's all we're going to... None of us are going to be like, oh no.
It's terrible news. I think we should all die of coronavirus. Thank you very much.
Yes, should.
And coming and going from this topic, we've seen the comings and goings of Dominic Cummings. From Epsilon 5. Obviously, he's gone back to from Spitty Image. Get the reference. He's disappeared from Downing Street. He's gone. He's goings.
Gollum's he's no longer out of the coming. Cave.
He's no longer comings. He's goings.
Yes.
He left with his... I think it was quite a stunt, him leaving with his box. It's quite I'm leaving. I'm not happy with this leadership. I'm gone.
Yeah.
And they, number 10, expect some sort of retaliation from him, interestingly.
Really?
Yeah, because he's never one to go quietly.
No. A Dominic Cummings.
And I won't go quietly either. Don't you two be getting any ideas.
We will not go quietly into the night. he's a bit. Well, I mean, I'm glad he's out of the government, but now I'm wondering, wait, who's going to run the country? Like, hang on, who's driving?
You know, the country might...
Hang on.
If it's Dominic Cummings responsible for the debacle with the UK government's done with maybe spending, etc., we might actually have some strong leadership from Bojo. Who knows? Yet to be decided.
Yeah.
Bear in mind, if Dominic Cummings has been driving the wheel, he's just been doing it to test his eyesight. So, like, it's not... You know, we've gone from having... I'm not convinced that this government is going to magically start.
Maybe
to
Maybe Dominic Cummings was holding us back, Sam.
Well, you know, he's actually had quite the career. Interestingly, according to BuzzFeed News, it's on a BBC article, and it came from the sources. BuzzFeed.
Just
he had plans to knock through in Downing Street to create one open plan area with him and Boris Johnson's desks in the middle, and the workers surrounding him in circular. Like circles.
It is a very Darth Vader Palpatine relationship.
It's very, very Star Wars. And the plans were thrown out, and it didn't help that Downing Street is a Grade 1 listed building. The planning permission would never, like, ever be approved for that because it's such an important British architectural history there.
He strikes me as the kind of person who would have been like, hey, bunk beds, Boris.
I know we both have wives and children, but I want to tickle your toes while we sleep.
But it looks like a rocket. You know.
But it's in the shape of a waistcoat.
He might have actually changed the planning rules to get that approved, but you know, it didn't happen. There's been lots of differences between him and Boris Johnson's fiancée, Carrie Simmons.
What if they're gay?
No.
What if they are gay lovers?
You can't. Moving on.
We do not endorse or condone this action by Brisha. Thank you. Brisha loves the Wattpad ideas with writing fan fiction.
They are, to be fair, it was they just are a, gay boys it's a question. And you can't convince free me otherwise.
It's freedom of speech, we allow you. But Sam and I cannot condone that.
I'm just not going to call
I'm
the Prime
speaking
Minister.
For Sam there.
You know what, Archie? That's all right. I'll forgive you this once.
Sam also supports the Conservative Party. Coming right from the words of Sam.
I'm actually the direct descendant of Robert E. Lee, famous Conservative Confederate General. No. No.
No.
If only.
You wish. You wish.
Maybe one day.
It's been quite a week, actually.
It has.
We've been quite busy over in the UK.
I had some debating on this week, which is great
you
fun.
Did you win?
With King William's College, win. And we won.
We thrashed them.
We thrashed them. Yeah, it's all about animal testing. So,
oh.
Yeah.
And what was your verdict?
Are you for the
for I am pro animal testing for medical research.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't say
not cosmetics. Yeah. It's already been banned, interestingly, in the EU, as it should have been, because there are plenty of alternatives, but there's no alternative currently in medical testing.
Yeah. Mm. It was that was actually the position I took when I was doing philosophy. One of my first philosophy essays was. The morality of animal testing, and I took that same stance. So,
yeah,
good job.
Thank you. We all agree on something, which is odd.
Fun fact about animal testing.
Oh no! Is this
so,
fun?
You know, if they have like 20 guinea pigs, but they,
is this fun?
But they like get a vaccine, and you know, 10, then they just kill the other 10 off. Just like they just you know.
But just, what are you supposed to do? What would you do with them?
I would, you know,
do you eat meat?
Sell
do
them
eat
to the pet store
do you,
or
do you eat meats? Pretty sure.
I'd give them. You bought what?
Do you eat meat?
Yes.
Ah, there we are. It says killing. So you shouldn't have a problem with killing animals.
I know, but I just think it's very funny. Well, not
I'd
funny.
I'd like to apologise for the second episode in a row for the weird tangent that Preacher and Archie have gone on.
I am thinking about, you know, going vegan for like a month just to
Please,
see like,
very good. I would commend that.
The thing is, though, like, I really like cake.
Cake?
And I just don't
Become
think...
vegetarian,
I
mean, though.
Yeah, my recommendation.
No, but I want to do vegan for a month because, you know, all those...
That's
like,
hard.
I know very nice vegans.
I like cheese too
There's
much.
The occasional pretentious vegan that's like, oh, you eat cheese.
I've
You're
been,
a piece of poo.
What you think? I'm vegetarian. I love cheese. Couldn't go vegan for life of me. Honestly, no.
I've done kind of spurts of being vegetarian, which is it's doable. Vegan's really hard,
and it's good. It's good for the environment to eat less meat,
and for your health.
Yeah, and for your health. There we are.
So that's.
We're not, I'm not calling. I'm not morally condemning. I'm just thinking it's interesting. It's very interesting.
I want to be a skinny legend. So if I become vegan, I'll eat less cake, and I'll eat the healthy vegan cake, which looks like dog poo,
which isn't actually healthier.
Yeah,
it's the irony.
It genuinely looks like disgusting. And I mean that in the nicest way possible.
And on that auspicious note, it's time to wrap up
this
episode of the Blitz Babble Newscast.
I think it's been quite a week in the news.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We hope everyone's staying safe. Everyone's having a good time.
And we'll try and get this video published. If you're listening to audio, it's probably because the virtual media director's having problems once again. Not because of Sam this time.
There was no need for that, actually.
Sorry,
no
I apologise. And we actually discovered we are on the Manx Radio website's webcam when we're in the studio.
Yeah.
So hello, if that was if that appeared and you saw us on the webcam on Thursday night. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Whoa. Yeah. We're done. That's
Hugs and
babble.
Kisses.
Hugs and kisses. Yes.
You've been
Blitz Babbled. Yay.
You
Bye. Join us next week.
We're done.